Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Have you ever stopped to wonder why the Bible is so explicit in describing sins, both in the Old and New Testaments? Well, there's a reason. And the Apostle Paul tells us why in his first letter to the Corinthians. Listen to what he wrote.
Now these things took place as examples for us, so that we will not desire evil things as they did. These things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our instruction, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So whoever thinks he stands must be careful not to fall.
When Paul wrote these words, he answered this question as to why God became so specific in describing the sins of his people. Our Father in heaven, you see, doesn't want us to commit the same sins. He doesn't want us to suffer the consequences of those sins because the Bible teaches that we will reap what we sow. But here's the good news, and Paul shared these words in the very next paragraph. Listen to what he wrote.
No temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to bear it.
Well, let's thank God for his word and his honesty. For example, when we read about King David's failures, his adultery and his murder, God doesn't cover it up. Incidentally, this is a reason that we can believe the Bible is true. It records both the good and the bad. Why? The answer is clear. He wants us to do what is right, not what is wrong and sinful.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.